This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Yeah, good morning, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings and District Association. This morning I have the privilege of speaking with Councillor Alicia Milmine. Alicia has just been elected for the first time this year as a new councillor. So on behalf of our listeners and Grey Power, we extend our best wishes for her next term in office. And it's pleased to see that she's going to have this lovely role of forming age-friendly Hastings. So good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Ron, and thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Rightio. So how did age-friendly work in Heritonga Hastings get started, and what need was it responding to?
So Heritonga Hastings has an ageing population that exceeds the national average, yet Council's positive ageing strategy has not been refreshed since 2014. Since then, the needs of the people have significantly changed. Obviously, we've had COVID-19, Cyclone Gabrielle, which have exacerbated issues like loneliness, anxiety and social isolation. Additionally, according to New Zealand's longitudinal study of ageing, 10% over 65 years old experience some form of elder abuse. This is staggering. The emergence of these new social climate potentially presents a new range of needs for our community that are not addressed in this current strategy. So the proposed project introduces a new and more collaborative council approach to positive ageing by aligning with the Aotearoa New Zealand and WHO, or World Health Organisation, age-friendly cities and communities frameworks. This marks a shift from Council's 2014 strategy, which was primarily council-led and focused, to a community-driven, inclusive and evidence-based model. So we think that this piece of work is really important.
Right. What is age-friendly city?
So championed by the World Health Organisation, an age-friendly city adapts its infrastructure, services and policies to foster healthy, active ageing, allowing people to remain independent, connected and respected as they grow older. The age-friendly program is led by the Office for Seniors and supports a vision for better later life, Heoranga Komatua strategy, which is older New Zealanders lead valued, connected and fulfilling lives. Age-friendly cities focus on inclusivity, creating accessible spaces and social opportunities that benefit residents of all ages.
Right. What other cities in New Zealand are part of the age-friendly network?
At present, there's 36 districts and cities that are mainly represented by councils, 21 in the North Island and 15 in the South. Both Central Hawke's Bay and Napier District are members.
When did Hastings District Council get involved with the age-friendly network?
Our council joined the network in July 2025.
Right. What is age-friendly needs assessment project?
Well, in order to refresh our positive ageing strategy, we need to assess the age-friendly status of Heritonga Hastings to develop a true understanding of what it is like to live as a person 65 years or over, both urban and rural areas of our region. The age-friendly needs assessment will be developed through community engagement, data analysis and the Age-Friendly Cities and Community Questionnaire Survey. The needs assessment will be delivered as part of the project and then used to inform the Age-Friendly Action Plan. Refreshing our strategy will align us with the national framework and reflect Heritonga Hastings' changing demographics, including a more diverse and longer living population. This is also an opportunity to connect and collaborate with our community and key stakeholders and our neighbouring councils. The needs assessment project will ensure council's new age-friendly approach and strategy will be based on current data and understanding of the community's needs, providing a more inclusive, collaborative and fit-for-purpose future-focused action plan.
Right, who in the community are involved? I know that you've got Grey Power involved and Age Concern. Can you just explain to the listeners of who else are involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So our key stakeholders and those with lived experiences will champion this work collaboratively with council. So as you mentioned, we've got Grey Power. We've actually formed an older persons network, and that consists of, as you said, Grey Power, Heretonga Seniors, Age Concern, Havelock North University of Third Age Group, Te Tai Whenua, Hawke's Bay Amputee Society, Hawke's Bay Disability Advisory Group, and multicultural groups. And they will be key in making sure that we connect with everyone in the region.
As I mentioned at our first meeting there, that last year I got out there and visited 81 businesses, and what we then formed a age-friendly business association in Hastings, Havelock North. And by me going around and introducing this and doing a diploma to put on the business premises, they were really impressed, and of course we gained new membership out of it as well. So what happens now is, after I get back from our annual conference next week, it's 12 months that we've been running with this age-friendly business, which before Wendy became our mayor, Wendy was one of my committee members, along with the Business Association lady in Hastings was also a member of it as well. And we went around and inspected all these premises to make certain they complied to be age-friendly, wheelchair access, toilets, good shelving heights, advertising clearly, etc. So that was well heard of and thought of when I mentioned that what Grey Power had already got up and running. So just thought I would just put my tuppence worth in there to say that I will now follow up and just see whether the businesses benefit from this, because they got free advertising in our quarterly magazine there that they were age-friendly, and asked our residents and members to call in and shop there. So with a follow-up, it'll be very interesting to see. So I just thought I'd just share that with our listeners and yourself. So how long will this take to get off the ground is our next question to you.
Thank you, Ron. Can I just quickly say, though, that I love that you've used your initiative and gone out and actually connected with these businesses. And I do think that that's an example of people are really prepared to help. And, you know, some of these modifications that they may have made are probably quite minor to them, but potentially make a really big difference to our age-friendly community. So good on you.
Before you answer that next question, that was one of my goals, because my next goal was, as you are aware, that I then initiated the realm of free parking. But sadly, that was deferred until this coming new council. But it was interesting to note that when I did my spiel on it in front of the council, I had support of 45 plus in the gallery of my members. So that's another initiative, along with age-friendly business, that I, as President Grey Power, brought into being, because I wanted to get bums off of couches and get them into the streets of Heretonga and shop around and have a cup of coffee and spread their money in that. So that was what I, as President of Grey Power, wanted to do. So now we'll go back to you on that question. Who in the how long will it take to get it up and running after you thank me for my initiative?
Yes, thank you again. So what we hope for is 12 months. The Hastings District Council team have already been, well, they've done a lot of work on this collaboratively with the Office for Seniors. It is a huge piece of work that I don't want people to underestimate. So the age-friendly assessment survey is scheduled to be released hopefully any week or any day now, early June or, June, July. And then the data will be collected and analysed later this year, and we hope to have feedback for the community by October.
Right. So this was the purpose of me getting you to come in and spread the gospel over the radio Hawke's Bay, because as a result of Grey Power coming involved with Radio Hawke's Bay, it has increased their patronage or listeners. So hopefully now that this will help you solve this, and as I mentioned to you before going on air, we'll try and fit you in as well to come along and be a guest speaker at one of our member meetings. So how can people get involved? So we've sort of just covered that basically about A, we're on air, B, you're going to come along and speak to our members, but what else have you got up your sleeve or the council?
So, I mean, a really big piece of this work is volunteering. We'd love people to volunteer their time to really connect with those people that might be isolated or in rest homes, or maybe they don't go out that often and they won't know about this. So it would be potentially sitting with those people and supporting them through the survey and making sure that they understand and can enter their answers relatively. So people can volunteer, they can share the survey with their connections and networks. And for those that are keen to complete the survey, as you've said, it will be Grey Power will hopefully be sharing that. But also, if they keep an eye out for the, it will be published in My Hastings, in our libraries, and it will be available from the Linden Road offices and on our website. So there'll be paper and online options available. And we just really want people to get in and have their say. But for our listeners who are interested in maybe volunteering their time to help others complete the survey, I'd encourage them to contact the council team on 06 871 5000 or to contact potentially Grey Power or Age Concern, who are our huge supporters. Thank you, Ron. We'd just love to hear from everyone. We really just want to reach as far as we can with this.
Alicia, what if any costs are involved in this becoming an age-friendly city?
Well, thank you, Ron. That's an interesting question. And I'm sure all our listeners are aware that our council is very aware of the economy at the moment, and we're all aligned with constraints on costs wherever possible. However, we know that this is a really important piece of work. So there has been previous funding, and this is not going to be a burden on any ratepayers. I can give confidence. At this point, the assessment is only going to feed in any decisions that we will have to make in the future that potentially could come at a cost, but that will be assessed at that time. So I think this is a really good opportunity just to provide a little more context for our listeners. I think it is really important to note that the reason this work is so important is that Hawke's Bay is ageing faster than many parts of New Zealand and has a rapidly ageing population. The 2024 consensus Hawke's Bay data showed there was a population at that time of 89,200 people, of which 15,800 were over 65 living in the Hastings district. That means 17.8% of the population was 65 and over, which is higher than the national average of 16.5%. This trend indicates one quarter of the population will be 65 or over by 2050. And so the age-old dependency ratio is shifting from around 4 workers per retiree to 2 workers per retiree within 20 years. So the implications of that are obviously a tighter labour market, also higher public costs with health and superannuation, and more ratepayers on fixed incomes. So, and growing fiscal pressure for councils. So we really need to make sure that our community is fit for the demographic that we have within it. So I just think it's really important for listeners to understand that.
Right. Look, thank you, Alicia, for your time this morning and explaining the ins and outs of this wonderful project that we are all looking forward to become, because I know at our zone meeting last Thursday, Napier's already on board, and the Napier Grey Power president has offered his assistance to us, because he is also on board with the Napier age-friendly concept. So it's great there that we've got other cities that are involved and Grey Power's involved with that too. So on behalf of our listeners and Grey Power, we'd like to thank you for your time coming in and explaining it all to us. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for the opportunity. I do really appreciate it.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.